Swap Shop is a paid program, wholly owned, produced, engineered, and paid for by Charles Heller. Welcome to the Swap Shop, an independent program on KVOI Tucson. This is the free market in progress, regulated only by common courtesy and common sense. We got a caller. And good morning. This is Charles.
Hi, Charles. This is Jim Boylis, owner and builder of Custom Fly Rods at Stanley Canyon.
Oh, hi. You're on the air, Jim. You had a fascinating business that I learned about online, and I'm trying to remember which online thing. I think was it Nextdoor or something I was looking at?
It could have been, or Align.
Oh, it was Alignable. That's it, Alignable. Yeah. And I thought you make custom fishing rods, and I thought, well, what a neat thing. We don't hear about that very much. You know, in even in radio, we don't hear about, you have to go onto some of the sports channels on cable to find out about fishing. So tell us how you make custom fishing rods.
Well, it's interesting that you ask. Let me give you a little history.
Sure.
Of why we started making fishing rods to begin with. I was fishing in Nevada when I was stationed there with the Air Force, and a young man that worked for me says, "Hey, you want to go fishing?" I says, "Well, I haven't been fishing forever, so let's go." So he introduced me back to the sport fishing right there at Walker Lake in Hawthorne, Nevada. We had a little Air Force site there that no longer exists. But that really piqued my interest. And so by the time I got to the Air Force Academy, I was fishing almost weekly. We had local lakes there we fished and everything else. And my son Michael, my oldest son, says, "Dad, this is kind of interesting. Have you ever thought about making fishing rods?" I said, "No, not really." But it all started with that conversation. And so when I finally retired from the Air Force in 1988, my son begged me to say, "Hey, keep thinking about building fishing rods." And so in 2013, I started. And then I opened Stanley Canyon Fishing in 2018, and we started building fishing rods. And since then, you know, I've been doing that for about 5-6 years. And then in reality, I says, okay, now it's more of a hobby than anything else. But I'll advertise, and if anybody wants a fishing rod, I'll build it. So I started building spin cast rods, and I often volunteered in the neighborhood. We have a boys and girls club, and we built 21 fishing rods for the kids there in boys and girls clubs. But they were spinning and not fly. And so I got into fly fishing very early, and so I said, I'll start building some fishing rods, especially fly. So now anyone can visit my site at stanleycanyon.com and realize that I offer fishing rods, especially fly rods, in the 9-foot variety, because that's the most common one, 5-weight. And that's the description of the fly rods that I build. And they're $389, what I call a classic, which is a 9-foot, 5-foot, 5-weight, 4-piece rod.
Mm-hmm.
And it comes with chrome fly guides and cork handle and an aluminum reel seat. It's a pretty standard one. But after that, it happened. Every time somebody would call me, he said, "Well, would you do this for it?" So I said, "Okay." I did that, and then finally came up with three options: the classic, the plus, and the premium. And the people, rather than, you know, let you know all the prices, they can go online and see what they all are about, and they can order one directly from the website. And if they also go to the website, they'll realize that I am involved with Mayfly Project, a program teaching foster children how to fly fish. And I also have a donation button where people can donate money to my cause of building fishing rods with the youth here in Tucson, Arizona.
Hmm.
And that's how it started, and that's what I have to offer, and My website, once again, is www.stanleycanyon.com. And my phone number, if they'd like to have that, it's 520-743-3415.
All righty then. I got it. I got it written down.
Well, thank you.
You're welcome. And thanks for calling in. And I just think it's kind of fun to talk about different things on the radio. And do the website again. StanleyCanyonFishing.com?
No, StanleyCanyon.com.
Y-O-N.com. That's why I like to repeat it back. I like the kind of military tradition of the way people communicate.
May I add a little something about fishing in Arizona?
Sure.
Many people think of Arizona as a desert state. Yeah, we have desert here. We have the Sonoran Desert, and it's a beautiful desert. It's full of life, regardless of what people think. We also have six great lakes that are just great for fishing. We have 14 other sites that people can go to fly fish. In fact, almost 30,000 fishing licenses have been sold by the Arizona Game and Fish Department in 2020. So it's there. You know, the interest is there.
It is.
And
it's true.
And it is very important, I think, in my my opinion, my humble opinion, is that once we go fishing, we realize the importance of water in our state. And so I like to push that out to the people out there that fishing is abundant in Arizona. Fishing is important. Fishing is a very important industry to have people employed. And I'm an engineer by trade, and I live with by statistics. And believe it or not, almost 54 million people fish in the United States alone, and it's $138 billion business.
Do you know what the record length is for the infamous Pima sand shark?
No, I do not.
Oh, okay. I don't either.
I
don't either. I just figured you might know. I don't know, but I just so anyway.
That's a good trivia question. I think I'll look that up.
You're right. I know that the biggest one was in the Rieto, but, you know, anyway.
Well, they were fishing off the that ship that you just mentioned
The Arizona and the USS Arizona, SSN 803. Right.
Right.
It's the first time we've had a USS Arizona since December 7th, 1941. So.
Exactly.
Yeah.
And, may those people rest in peace.
Yep. Amen. They protect our freedom simply by being where they are, because
exactly.
Everybody goes by and renders honors. One of the funniest things I ever heard was a guy going up who had been stationed in Pearl in 1960 on a submarine. And at the last minute, they got a visitor who was going along on the ride, and it was a Japanese captain who had been on a carrier when Japan attacked Pearl Harbor in 1941. And he stayed in the Japanese Navy, and he was now an exchange sailor. He was an ensign in 1941. He was now a captain, a four-striper. When he was visiting the submarine, and as they passed out of Pearl, they slowed down and rendered honors to starboard at the Arizona as they went by. And the Japanese man said, "What ship was that they were rendering honors to?" And they said, "Arizona." And he said, "A great ship, so sorry." And the bridge talker said that he had been on the what's the one in that's now in Oklahoma? It's not the Cod. I'm trying to think of the name of the submarine. It's in Oklahoma. And he said, anyway, he said, "I had been on board the Senkaku when it was torpedoed," and the bridge talker looked at him and said, "I was on the submarine. It sank. It. So sorry."
Oh, my gosh. What a story. That's amazing. That's amazing, Charles.
So, yeah. He says, famous tales of Pearl Harbor going in from 1960. Anyway, I got to let you go, but hang on 1 second. Caller, I'll be right with you next. And I got a caller coming in, so your timing is perfect. Anyway, you have a blessed day.
You too, Charles. Blessed day.
Yeah, bye.